Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today we have Judge Mona Armstrong on the phone to talk about her run to retain her position as 72nd District Court Judge.
You served our county for almost 25 years as assistant prosecutor. How do you feel that experience prepared you for your current role as the 72nd District Court Judge?
That is correct. I've been very privileged to work in the prosecutor's office under three separate elected prosecutors over almost 25 years. And really more than anything, this has allowed me to work day to day, every day in the court, doing trials, doing the day to day work that judges see. So I understand very intimately where people are coming from when they appear in court, what the lawyers are trying to do, what the parties are going through. And I think that's essential for a trial court judge. You have to understand where people are coming from and have empathy for the circumstances that they find themselves in. I've really had an opportunity to work very closely with people who are impacted by crime and find themselves in our justice system, very vulnerable victims, people who just need help. And it's been very rewarding work, and I've appreciated every second of it.
You worked for a number of years in the Special Victims Unit handling child criminal sexual conduct and physical abuse cases. That has got to be extremely stressful and difficult and painful. What types of things did you learn when you were in that role?
Well, and I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, how can you do that type of work? It has to be so hard. I have two kids myself, so I can certainly appreciate where people are coming from. Being able to help people who find themselves in that type of situation is some of the most rewarding work that I've done as an attorney. At the same time, it really does provide me some perspective. Being a district court judge, you deal with a lot of different types of crimes and a lot of different types of cases. And you have to have perspective in understanding exactly where those fit in the grand scheme of things. Sometimes people make a mistake and they may be in your court because they need some help. Being able to recognize that and provide the resources necessary to get people the help that they may need to put them on the right track, I think that's a critical part of this job as well.
So what do you think some of those issues are that will be kind of the top of the priority list for a judge in the 72nd district?
Well, you know, there's multiple types of cases that we hear on the district court. There are criminal cases, and a lot of those entail misdemeanors that are punishable by a year or less in the jail system. And so those types of cases, like I said, oftentimes can involve people who've made a mistake. And that they just need some guidance on how to get on the right track. There's a lot of family violence that is seen in the district court, and the same type of issues and situations that, again, could benefit from some resources and some knowledge about how to deal and cope with the situations that present themselves. That's what I'd like to be able to assist with. But there's also a great number of civil cases that are heard in the district court. Landlord-tenant issues and small claims appeals and civil infractions and speeding tickets, those types of things. And so really what you find is most people, if they're going to have contact with a court, are going to have contact with the district court. We see the most volume of people from the county in the district court. And that's why it becomes so important to be able to address the needs of each and every one of those individuals. I've often said if you find yourself in the courthouse, you typically don't want to be there. Being in front of a judge who recognizes that and can try and accommodate what you need to be dealt with as quickly and as efficiently as possible, but also give you the fair hearing and the opportunity to be heard that each and every litigant deserves in the court system, that's a priority for me.
So I've had very limited experience personally with court, so that's a good thing. So what is there, do judges have a style? What's your personality as a judge?
Well, there's certainly different approaches. Judges come at, you know, one of the other judges that I've been speaking to kind of prepare myself for taking the bench approximately a month ago talked about having a judicial philosophy and that you really have to find your judicial philosophy. And really, mine comes from kind of some of the things that I've been talking about with you that comes from the experience and perspective that handling every single type of case, the myriad of cases that land in our justice system, that perspective can provide. My first concern is going to be making sure that people get that full and fair opportunity to be heard. I think people deserve to be treated respectfully, that they deserve to have an opportunity to have the justice system work the way that it's supposed to. In other words, each side has a full and fair opportunity to present their case. They are treated with respect. They are treated with dignity. And a judge does what they necessarily believe the law requires, and it's absolutely in the best interest of the community. Those are the things that are going to be driving me and driving my judicial philosophy on the bench. More than anything, and most importantly for me, I am a wife and mother, and I'm raising my two kids in our community. And so everything that I'm doing because I'm hoping that I'm helping to make our community better. It's why I did the work that I did in the prosecutor's office for 25 years, and it's why I'm going to be doing the job that I'm doing as a judge for as long as the voters will have me. I want our community to be the best it possibly can be, and I want to do my part to continue to make that happen.
I find as a voter that when I go to vote, I know the least about the judges, honestly. And I'm always just going off of some fact sheets and just trying to make the best decision possible. But I feel like this is really helpful, and I really appreciate your time. It's very interesting to me. Have you had any experience volunteering or doing any community service type stuff that you feel adds to your qualifications?
Absolutely. My commitment to our community is something that's developed not only professionally, but also personally. By my volunteerism, I have taken opportunities to be involved in our hospital, McLaren Port Huron. I chair that board and have been involved on the board for well over 10 years. But I've also been involved in other community organizations. I've been on the board of the Blue Water YMCA, Studio 1219, Girl Scouts Michigan Waterways Council. I was on that board. Just taking as many opportunities as possible. I really would bore your listeners to list them, but just as many opportunities as possible to be involved in the community, because I think it's important. Having been a prosecutor for all those years, it was important for me to be out and involved in the positive sides of what our community does. And we really are a special area in that regard, how we come together to try and do the best for all members of our community. So those opportunities have been really essential for me personally and professionally to just have a general awareness and understanding of all the people that make up this great community.
You can learn more about Judge Mona Armstrong by visiting the 2020 election page at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.